The essence of the light is to guide our walk. There can be problems outside us. There must not be problem within. Don't protect corruption. Don't edge corruption. Don't face corruption. Expose it. Let light shine on it.
The words that I speak unto you are spirit and life, meant to make you grow. The light of God shines in every heart that desires to know God in His true nature. You are welcome to this divine feast at the table of the Lord as we journey from one level of faith to another by the revelation of the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ through His minister, Reverend Busuyi Olabode. We believe you'll be richly blessed.
The Lord is blessing us today. I just believe Numbers chapter 6. Amen. 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 And the Lord spake unto Moses, saying, speak unto Aaron and unto his sons, saying, on this wise he shall bless the children of Israel. I like that word, their children. He shall bless the children. The Lord bless thee, the Lord keep thee, the Lord make his face to shine upon thee and be gracious unto thee. The Lord lift up his countenance upon thee and give thee peace. And they shall put my name upon the children of Israel, and I will bless them. They will put my name, then I will bless them. But he said to them, he said, on this wise you shall bless the children of Israel. So blessing the children of Israel is on two parts. There's a duty of the of Aaron there, and there's a part that belongs to God directly. But he told them, he said, speak unto Aaron and his sons, on this wise ye shall bless. Can you see? Ye shall bless. So the blessing was to be done by Aaron, but in the blessing, it means that they are going to put his name on them into blessing. So, receiving the name is key for the blessing to rest. The blessing can be hanging, but it's not resting. So, when I say you are blessed, you are blessed means that the blessing can be hanging. And you are blessed. It's yours, but it's not resident. It's not staying. It's yours, but it's not landing, or it's not putting on flesh. Amen. Amen. So you are not really blessed until the blessing put on flesh. Put on flesh also means that it has raised the people because they were children. So when they say to put on flesh, means that they have been built by it. They have been raised by it. Say amen. Amen. So in the New Testament, or the priestly blessing, because this is an Old Testament saying, but it's a priestly blessing which actually moved from beyond the Old Testament. It moves across ages. That is the way priests are blessed. There's a way priests are blessed. There's a way commoners are blessed. There's a way those who are priests, there's a blessing that is theirs. I think in Psalm it says, it suffered no man to do them wrong. It suffered no man to do them wrong. Yea, he rebuked kings for their sake, saying, touch not my anointed. Are you there? And do my prophets no harm. So there's difference between those who are, it's about no man to do them wrong, no man. So in separating people from being just a man, can you see? There must be a saying on them that separates them from men. If there's no saying on them, then they're actually men. Or at worst, children. If they are children, then they are under schoolmaster, right? Say amen. They are under tutors and governors. It means that they can't use the blessing. So it's on them. So children have the blessing on them, but it's not resident. Say amen. What I say, children have the blessing on them. All the children that came from the loins of Abraham, for example, all of them carry the blessing. The blessing of Abraham. But not all of them can exhibit the blessing. That's why it's not the God of everyone that comes from Abraham. It's the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. So it's the God of those who were raised to receive. The God has to give time for them to be mature, to actually carry the blessing, for the blessed to be resident. They need time. So time is the time of preparation to make. So we are blessed as God's children. Say amen.
Amen.
Are you in the house there?
Yes, sir.
We are not cursed, we are blessed. I said also in the morning, I said, when you can be a child and be a good child. As you are a child according to your age, if a child, we will understand. There's nothing wrong with that child. It's not sick. It's normal, right? And so a child is not sick. The duty of the, if the parents now don't take care of the child, it's the parents who are sick. The child who poo is not sick. The parents did not clean him up, and the one who is sick. So by that age, it's responsible to be a blessed child. When you hear the word, and the child grew, as if Jesus was not pooing. Are you on the face? Luke chapter 2, verse 40. And the child grew and waxed strong in spirit, filled with wisdom, and the grace of God was upon him. That's what the spirit is seeing. It doesn't mean that he doesn't have his child ditch expression with him. Or you think just don't pull in his napkin. I think so. Or he didn't wee. Or he didn't wee into the plate of the mother. You don't think like that, eh? See, the holy child that was born with them. They are talking about the spiritual state. Spiritual state and natural expression is not exactly the same thing. That's why you must give the high of the spirit to see spirit things. So you won't use natural things. If we are going to write those gospel, we'll write all manner of things that are not necessary. Huh? So must have one of these days we in the mother's which mother here has not seen your baby we? And they have a very strong, they don't we this way, they we up here. They are so blessed, they we up here. You know, if you're grown up one now, many of you now, you're already weighing down. You can't piss against the wall. You wee upon the floor, not against the wall. It means you are getting old. When you're already weighing on the floor, you're already old. So children, they wee. So it will go up like that one. If you open your mouth, it will land in your mouth. Yet they are blessed. They are blessed. And the child grew and waxed strong in spirit, filled with wisdom. So I want to say, if he's filled with your wisdom, what is he doing on the earth here? He's filled with wisdom at a level, at an age. Filled with wisdom. And the grace of God was upon him. If you say, and Jesus increased. So there's a space, time is needed for increase. What did I say?
Time is needed for increase.
I can't hear you, please. I can't hear you.
Time is needed for increase.
So what we need time for? It's for increase or for multiplication. So it would be wrong for you to be where you are now in December.
Yes, sir.
I said it would be wrong for you to be where you are now. Well, let me say, you can't be where you are now. It's impossible for you to be where you are now in December. 6 months is a lot of time for great things to happen. So when you see the way sales grow, you see how life is multiplied. That's why I like microorganisms. Microorganisms is a world where you can see growth evident. Pa, 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 pa. In 6 hours, just one bacterium can become 10 million. 6 hours. 6 hours. Like if they start working on your food, in 6 hours, it can be spoiled. So you cook your food last night. This morning, you must warm it. You must warm it. Because they're already working. No, they have not reached the point of generating foul smell. But they're already working. So when you see by 10 o'clock, 12 o'clock, if you have not warmed the clothes and you see fouling, they have been working for a long time. What you see as foul smell is the effect of their work. So they utilize nutrients very fast. And they grow. Somebody sneezes beside you today, and in the evening you are already sneezing. As if the thing, but the bell not took it and inoculate you. So they grow fast. So it's easy to study growth. A bacterial population can double every 15 to 20 minutes. This means that a single bacterium can multiply over 1 million cells just in 7 hours. You know, when you are in the house there, you are art, you are science, you are everything in the house there. You are a geographer. You are That's why they are potent. They can make things happen. I say in 6 months you will make things happen. Yeah. In six months. Because of the level of growth, you will multiply, several they multiply.
I follow that height, hope, art, arrest. Ailes astalete retetemen ret arrebet arright right height breadth length right length height breadth length rent sent rent rent bronze tight let loot shut pet.
Even in a knot, even a slope of a knot, any confidence is the mend. In a minute, the mend.
Pastor Dixie, can you help us?
Kadabarona nini mini costia sisiatana. Kalia nota paraga dele kalia nosta. For it at all, you have been small. For it at all, you have been small. Your stakes have been small. But you see, I am enlarging it.
Yeah.
I am enlarging it. I am broadening it. I am making it broader. I am making it larger. I am making it bigger. I am stretching you. I am stretching you beyond that which you can capacitate. I am stretching you even beyond your limit because I am bigger than your limit.
Yeah.
I am bigger than your limit. So I am bringing that which is beyond that which you can capacitate. I am stretching you even in the next 6 months. See how the Spirit.
Say amen. So heaven is stretching you. Heaven is giving you a new capacity. Heaven is enlarging you. So they are blessing you. So let's see how they cause blessing. They will make you grow. They will multiply what as they have begun to do, multiply. They will hasten the multiplication process. They will add nutrients to your land and cause growth to be fast. And that is what it's saying, but and they shall put my name on the children of Israel, and I will bless them. So putting my name on them, what is putting my name? It's empowering multiplication. Put my name on them. Or put fertilizer on them. Make their land fertile. Then they'll be able to yield increase. Say amen. And it's just saying. So you can see the New Testament way of blessing. Saying. So that when you are blessed, you are blessed. They can't take away your blessing. They can take away your car. They can't take away your blessing. Because blessing, your blessing is not your car. Your blessing is what they did inside. That's why I put it on them. Let it be there. Let it be them. Put it on them. Let them carry it. So you can see where we read over there, was it last week, on the journey of Jacob to the house of Laban. Can you imagine? He went with nothing. But he went with blessing. So he looked as if he had nothing. Wealth was transferred. Within years, wealth was transferred. When he came back with troops. They had to divide the camp when he was coming back. His uncle saw it. He was afraid, amazed how Jacob has become large. Because he was sent there so that they can you see? The reason of sending him is that he can rest. Yes. That's what they're saying. He needs training so that the thing can rest. Maybe they didn't rest, everything began to change. They were changing his salary, yet his productivity was not affected. Changing his salary, yet Jacob's, Laban said, I can't deny that since you came in, everything has been doing well. Everything has done well since you came in. That is where the signs of the blessing begin to show that something is already rested. Everything you do will start doing well. Yeah. Not some. Everything. All he doeth shall prosper. Everything. So the God of our blessings is the God of all. It's not just, he doesn't use some. All. That's why I also ask for all. Yes, sir. When he wants to give you, he give all. Yes, sir. He has spared only some, but freely gave him up for us all. How shall he not with him freely give us all with him? How shall he not with him freely give us all? Can you see? It's all great God. All. Oh. So it's not asking for what he will not do back to you. When he says, give me your life, it's because he wants to give you what you don't have. But he's giving you, he will give you all. 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 So for you, you are in that journey of all. In 6 months, it will start showing. Yes, in this 6 month. The next 6 month, for me, this year is important. So the beginning of the year, the Lord said to us, He said to us, all that you should do this year, you will do. All that you should do. So you are the one that should know what you should do. I don't know if you don't know what you should do. By now, I know what I should do. I know what I should do, and I'm doing them already. I know what I should do. I was telling Pastor Lee, I said, this church should not have a space. No, we shouldn't have a space in this place. This house should be filled up. That's what he should do. There are too many people outside there who need mercy, who need blessing, who needs the life. And I'm too sure they don't know. So it's like, just to make them know that you are missing out. Because God is working in man. God is changing man. God is altering man. God is bringing man to a new state by the gospel. So you can see. So the blessing is an inherited something. Something that it becomes part of you. That's why it can't just be one cha-cha. Time has to be used. You have to spend time. So the 1 week we have spent now is not that. That 1 week is to reprogram us accurately into how the 6 months we run, right? I say it's to program us on how the 6 months you run. So you eat all the mark. All the mark. So you will not miss the mark. Then the blessing will rest. Say amen. Why? We are all blessed people. Since you believe Jesus and they brought you in Christ. In Christ. You are blessed in Christ. He has blessed us. God who has blessed us. Blessed be the God, the Father of the Lord, who has blessed us with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places in Christ. So once you are in Christ, you are actually an entity of that blessing. But the job is programming us so that we can get to the right place at the right time. So many times, a gift, they say, come on, collect the gift. And you just get there, and the person has left. Can you see? It's yours, but you miss it. So many things that are ours is hanging here and there, and you can still be hungry, right? Though you have food sent to you, but food is not in your hand, you are still hungry. Because you are not in the right place at the right time. I said this days ahead, you'll be in the right place. Yeah. Heaven will guide your walk, guide your places, you'll be in the right place. Yeah. At the right time. Yeah. That's why I say, when my reins instruct me in the night season. My reins. There's something inside that make you be in the right place. Just find out that you are just there at the right time. You don't have any premonition, but there's a premonition inside of you. There's something in you. There's a leader inside of you. The blessed side of you that programs you like that. How did Jacob get better? How did he get there? Until they call it better, we see in the Bible, it was just a mere place. Well, the mere place that you are traveling and the night met you in a place. So the name, can you see? And he called the name of the place Bethel, but the name of that city was called Luz at the first. So somebody's spiritual location changed the name of a location. So that's what I'm saying to you today is this one. By reason of the guidance of the Holy Ghost these days in this remaining part of the year, you will be in the right place. The God ordained locations for things to happen. Where things will happen. I say where things will happen. In your journey in life. In your journey in the gospel. There are places where things will happen. I say you will be in the place where things will happen. You just be right there. Just right there. Just right there. You'll be right. Just right there. Right there. He just slept like any other human being will sleep. In fact, to see his suffering, he used a stone for a pillow. Naturally, you will see a man who is suffering but spiritually located. That's why we walk not by sight. And you should not walk by sight. You should not use the suffering of the present time, because you are under a cover. You are under a blessing who is looking for you. He wants to rest. So, you know, he wants to rest. It's like a magnet. He wants to rest. He wants to rest. He wants, because it's yours. So inside of it, he wants to rest on you. You will have to consciously disobey to push it away. It once is yours. You have to intentionally scatter it. So, everything that we should do the year, we will do. Amen. I said we will do them. Amen. Are they looking big in your sight? I said you will do them. Because it will be programmed aright. You can see that. Let me just read that place to you. So Moses was being used by God to. Before he commanded, God said to him, "Bless Israel." God has already used him first of all. "Give ear, O ye heavens, and I will speak, and hear." God said, "Go and put my blessing on them, and sing." So I will speak. He speaks through speaking. Saying, "O earth, the words of my mouth, my doctrine shall drop as the rain." Are you there? "My speech shall distill as the dew, as the small rain upon the tender heart." So, can you see? So you see the way the thing comes down? It comes down like a rain. So, when it's hanging, it has to distill down. So, the job we do by teaching, by speaking, is to make it distill. Because we can also use words to scatter it. Yeah, we can scatter it. I remember, which day was that one? Was it Wednesday? Was it Wednesday? Normally rain falls nearly every Wednesday. You know, since that we went to Akure now, rain shifted on Wednesday. No, before night was Wednesday. Every Wednesday on do. I know if it's sticky to that. But now nearly every Wednesday, once rain begins, or if rain is still falling, the rain will move to Wednesday. Either it falls before service, or during service, or after service, it must fall. So they already know that. So we're working in Akure, and the work has to increase, involve a concrete work, which was done Tuesday and Wednesday. So on Wednesday, Tuesday and Wednesday, as on Tuesday, the rain just came together. Cloud came together. And where it came to, I know rain falls there. And that rain must not fall. Because we have already used like 50 bags of cement. Rain must not fall. It's not negotiable. I know we are the one that came into the month of rain. June is the month of May, rain. But it's not still every day that rain falls in June. So, they still allow us to say, "Lord, the rain doesn't have to fall because it's June. Because there are some days in June, Lord, that you didn't make rain fall." So since you didn't make rain fall every day in June, then today it won't fall. So it just came to my heart, everything that make up the rain scatter, you know. So I just knew that something make vapor. That's why it can scatter. There are molecules of vapor. So it is congregation of molecules of you that makes vapor. As long as it's gathered, it will fall. There's an amount of gathering of that cloud you see. Once it reaches that level, it will precipitate. It's natural. The wind was blowing heavily. I can't run from the wind because I have to ensure that Jesus, everything that makes up this cloud must scatter. Disperse them. I don't want them here. Not even that. This is evident. It was too heavy. Ah, Baba. Oh, what would I do? So everyone has to disperse it. And so I saw how cloud was just dispersing. So when I heard it raining, I was like, "Mami, Tisondo." Baba share ba me tizondo. Ko. But your own cloud of blessing we gather. And nothing will scatter it. Yes, it will gather and nothing will scatter it. It will distill on you. So you can see that. So when teachings are coming from doctrine, you know what is happening? They are distilling the blessing. Distilling the blessing. They are not scattering. When you disobey, when you walk in disobedience, you are scattering it. And this curse shall be upon. This blessing shall be upon you. If you are acting, it means it's yours. You will have to intentionally turn to curse. Because it's really yours. There was no way God could have taken the blessing from Jacob. It's impossible. I mean, from Esau. It belongs to Esau. And God can't take it from him. So God has to, they have to make him reject it. Well, as you are rejecting it, it's gathered on somebody's head. Yes. Everyone has given it, it must be on somebody. So as you reject it, it was gathering on Jacob. So you wonder, just with a short minute, the Father has blessed him. He still had the permission that, no, the body is like a body of Esau, but the voice is like Jacob's voice. But he had, so that crystallization upon him was moving on the Father to utter it out. And as he finished saying it, so if he had just 5 minutes gap. So you can see when you are positioned to be blessed. Eh? As he made end of saying it, as soon as Isaac had made an end of blessing Jacob, and Jacob was yet scarce. It was scarce gone out from the presence of Isaac, his father, that Esau, his brother, came in too late. He has made another blessing too late. So what controlled that thing? Yes, was the Esau. Esau scattered the cloud upon him. So the thing will just happen that it was when he finished it. He will finish it. He will be late. But he has scattered it. So in this season, it will rest upon you. You just find out that your inclination towards doctrine has changed. You just find out the words are landing well. They are no more bothersome. They are landing well. It will land well. So the lines are falling on me in pleasant places. Because I have a goodly heritage. It will fall on you on pleasant places. You won't just see that it's church. He's preaching in church. We'll see as what's sent to you. What's of your blessings sent to you. That's why it's not blessing of Odoke. It's dissipation of blessing from heaven. You can't lose it. Once it dissipates, you can't lose it. Because I have. Come and say, I have. I can't hear you, please. What do you have? A goodly heritage. I can't hear you. What do you have, please? Are you sure you have a goodly heritage? You have something that is everlasting. You have something that is from above. You have something that transcends nature. Transcends the present world. Transcends the enemy's power and reach. What he calls the lines there is what he calls doctrine here. Do you remember that in Isaiah 28? line upon line, precept upon precept. Here a little, there a little. So when I tell you, when I give you, that's why, you see, where the blessing lies is that pleasantness. That, what makes the word of God fall on you pleasantly? Is the tablet of receiving.
Yes.
Now you are enjoying the messages. Now you are enjoying the meetings. Now you are not around, you are streaming it. Now you are not around, you are looking for how to, you are not doing service. You are positioning yourself. What does it mean? It means you are ready for it. It's yours. Say amen.
Amen.
So my doctrine shall drop as the rain, my speech shall distill as a dew. I was just asked to go and trigger the blessing. So that things will rest on you in 6 months.
Yeah.
And you become another person.
Yeah.
Another you. The better you will be made visible.
Yeah.
In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. As the small rain upon the tender herb. As the tender herb. These are herbs that are waiting for rain. Tender herb. And as the showers upon the grass. Why? Because I will publish the name of the Lord. Ascribe ye greatness unto our God. He is the rock. His work is perfect. So nobody will show God's imperfection. Why? Because his work is what? Perfect. Nobody will show what? God's imperfection. Nobody will show grace imperfection. Nobody will show that God is not able to bring them to the land. As I say, he said, if you kill all of them, what would they say? They will say, you brought them out, you can't bring them in. But actually, he brought them out to bring them in. To bring them in. Every one of us that has come under this voice, under this ministry, ministration, community, economy, in the past 1 week, I say we will all come into the blessing.
Yeah.
Nobody will miss it.
Yeah.
Life, even life forevermore.
Yeah.
We'll come into the blessing of everlasting life.
Yeah.
Life forevermore. That is the reason why everything about them is being altered. So it's not proper commandment of everlasting life to bless you without blessing you. You know the meaning of that? To cause your environment to do well, why you have not changed? It's not in the order of everlasting life. That's the one the enemy can contend for. But in the order of everlasting life is that you are blessed. God said to Abraham, bless me, I will bless thee. He multiplied, I will multiply thy seed. And thy seed shall possess the gates of his enemy. Through thee, all the families of the earth will be blessed. He that bless you is blessed. He that curseth you is cursed. Upon one human being. Even those who curse his children are not being blessed, are not doing well today. They are all vagabonds. They're vagabonds. They live in bushes. They live in trenches. They are vagabonds. They live under trees with their AK-47. They are vagabonds. Like I was saying on Friday, how can you be blessed and you are living inside a full bush? You are cursed. You collect millions of billions of naira paper, and stack it and take a video of it. Devil is a bad devil. What's blessing in that thing? Some of them want to come to town, come and enjoy town life. They kept arresting them. Because you should be in the bush. Let that money wither in the bush with you. So you can't curse the seed of Abraham and not be cursed. And that's how that 8 is 12. They're all in trouble. Not even Abraham himself, just his children. Not even his seed, his children. Because they are not the seed of Abraham. We are the seed of Abraham.
Yes, sir.
Yes. So in the year, in the days ahead, anybody who cost you will be cursed. It's already cost. I'm not cursing them. I'm only saying what it gonna. Anybody that stands to help you is blessed.
Amen.
That's why men will want to help you.
Amen.
I said they will love to help you.
Amen.
They will look out to help you.
Amen.
Before you ask for help, they will be available for you.
Amen.
Arm of help will be stretched to you everywhere you go.
Amen.
They say we want to help you. What are you looking for? We are here to provide for you. We've been waiting for you to come around here. It's available. It's with us. We have it. You can have it. You can use it. You don't have to pay anything about it, for it. It's yours. Just have it. Everywhere you go, you will hear the same experience. But there's a great mandate upon this walk to show a dimension of the Lord to the old nations of the earth. And so you are empowered to carry the blessing. I say you are empowered. You are empowered. You are empowered. Everyone in the internet members, everywhere, you are empowered. 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 From the throne, you are empowered. From authority of this commission, you are empowered. 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 In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. That your one will chase 1,000. Two will chase 10,000. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. At your command, the enemies will flee before you.
Amen.
In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
In the days ahead of you in Nigeria, the Lord will keep you.
Amen.
Will keep your body.
Amen.
Will keep your bones.
Amen.
I said, will keep your body.
Amen.
Will keep your bones.
Amen.
Your blood will not be shed in Nigeria.
Amen.
In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Your blood will not be shed in Nigeria. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, the blood of Jesus will redeem you from destruction, from assault of wickedness. It don't come near your house. It don't come near your family. It be far from you. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, I say your land will bring forth plenty. It will be easier for you.
Amen.
Grace to your heart.
Amen.
Grace to your house.
Amen.
Grace to your business.
Amen.
Grace to your land.
Amen.
Your land will be tillable for you.
Amen.
In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Your animal will bring forth plenty.
Amen.
In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
And everywhere you'll be known, and notably that you are already blessed and you're already established.
Amen.
And you're already separated for this. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Thank you, my Father.
Thank
you. We appreciate the Lord for what he has done, what he's going to do for us. It came to me, Yoruba. And let me say to Yoruba to you. Amu inilakonu aye. Everything called Inira. Inira. Yes. It's taken away from you. It's taken away from your land. It's taken away from your family. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Potuolara. Iwole tuolara. Ijade tuolara. Aratuo. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Peleshke pleno sutale Abraham dabade. Roshke pata. Meriandoye. Ebleda baliatoli bashanda. Roshke toli. Brohonda banita. Blatali ando. Rosh Kinemoro Atabrahan the Banitalia Abaratabalia Abaratabalia Mashandali Egladabasuto Librohonda Bolia Posh Kemedi in Dasidabala. Lord, we thank you today. Lord, we thank you. Lord, we give praise to you. Hallelujah. Bible says, and he led them through the wilderness until all the gods fall away. He led them through the wilderness until every god fell. I say every god, every idol hanging here and there over you, in the next 6 months they will fall away. Your soul will be free. You will know what is called freedom. I say you will know what is called freedom. But until they take away a body from you, don't know what's called freedom. But this season they will take the body away. And you will be free. You'll be free. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Thank you, mighty Father. Lord, we appreciate you today. We give all the glory to you. We exalt. Come on, bless the name of the Lord. Give thanks to him. Appreciate the Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. We thank you. We thank you. The Lord watches over you. He watches over you. The Lord watches over you. Keep you from all evil. It will not come near your house. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name we pray.
We believe you've heard the voice of the Lord by virtue of the words that has come unto you. Why don't you make it a date with us in any of our meetings? You can join us on Wednesdays for special teaching with Reverend Busuyi or Labadi by 5 p.m. and Sundays by 8 a.m. at Eternal Life Embassy, 175 Adeyemi College Road beside Mercyland Hospital, Ondo. For more information, please call 0806-509-8130 or 0703-395-8818 or visit our website www.fmli.org. Remain blessed.